What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Episode 83. Look who I got in the building. Look who I got in the building. Hey, guys, what's everybody's gonna stand up, guys? When I say one of the things I love about Marble Sports Alive, we're putting the spotlight on the Bird's best. It also, it's going to get us out of Bird, but we're putting a spotlight on different everyone. We all ain't got to be rappers. We all ain't got to be trappers, legally or whatever. We have legit businesses, and we pushing it.
Yeah, I got both.
You try both. Hey, yeah. We're going to get into that. We'll get into that. Right now, we got Eric Ford Sr. Now, those with a bird, we know him as Louis.
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
AKA EJ, EJ little brother.
EJ little brother. I take that. I take all that. Easy Rock, OE, Louis, all kind of people.
All kind of people.
I got all kind of nicknames out there, man.
So, how you been?
It depends on what era you met me now.
That's very true.
If you went to school with me, you probably call me E4. If you was in my class, you call me E4.
That's very true. That's very
if
true.
If you was a little older than me, you call me Lil E because of my brother. If you was in the streets with me, you call me OE or something like that, something around that. But yeah, man, got a couple of aliases out there.
Hey, guys, you guys turn in, make sure you hit that like and that share button. You guys watching this, make sure you hit that like and that share button. Okay, so let's get this started.
Let's go.
For the sake of the interview, because the world going to see it.
Yeah.
What do you want to be known as? Lil E?
Eric Shane Ford Sr., okay, man.
Eric Ford Sr.
Yeah.
Eric
Ford.
Where were you born at?
I was born in Columbia.
Okay.
I was born in the hospital in Columbia.
Okay.
I was raised in Orange.
You were raised in Orange, brother? Yeah. Okay.
I was premature.
Premature? Oh, yeah. shout out to NICU. My little man went through that too.
Yeah, I was premature, man. I'm supposed to be born in, I think like May or June. I came out in March. I was like 2 pounds. Yeah.
Bro, that's the same exact thing as my son.
I was like 2 pounds. I had to stay in the hospital for a second. Like, they wouldn't let me come home. Shouts out to March of Dimes. March of Dimes. you know about March of Dimes. March of Dimes saved my life. Well, you know, help keep me in, you know what I'm saying? I made it. My people on my daddy's side called me scarce. That means you barely made it.
Yeah,
so I made it, yeah.
What's up. For those who don't know, that's real. And I laugh because my son got the same exact thing. He supposed to be born in June, came in March, and he weighed 1 pound 15 ounces.
Yeah.
Now, just like you, he already tall and
yeah.
He been past his whole class and everything. Yeah. Okay, so you get through that. Oh man, so now that right there gonna explain so much. So now I know it. You already the baby.
Yeah, I'm the
so
baby.
So I know you, your mama. I'm surprised that you play football.
Oh yeah, man. I had to play football, man. Like my brother Pop was nice. People don't know this, but EJ was good too.
Okay,
Clark B. EJ was good too. And just playing in the street, man. I just knew I wanted to be wide receiver all the time. I didn't want to play no other position.
No other position. Okay, hold on. Let's bring it back. Okay, so you come home. Thank God you made it through that. For those who don't know, those who've been through it, that whole
steroids,
time
they shoot you up.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm on steroids for a good minute. You know, they had me in the incubator little box and stuff. You can't touch me. I'm like this big. Yep. I can fit in my dead end.
Yep.
So, you know, they got to like groom you. They got to watch you and shoot you up steroids. Then, you know, you get to go home and you grow. Yeah.
And then it become big dog.
Yeah.
So what kind of kid?
What was I?
Because they say it's a 3AC. Me and EJ the same class. So, you in the class of my sister.
Mm-hmm.
What? So if I was to go back and ask somebody at Marshall Elementary right now, how would they say Eric was as an elementary school? How would they describe
it? I was a typical kid, man. You know, we ain't no kid in the world back then, man. Just wanted to have fun, run around. You know what I'm saying?
But were you bad then? Are you stay focused? You just cut up a little bit.
I was bad my whole life. I cut up the whole time, but now in Marshall though, I got kind of scraped because they used to beat you at Marshall too. They used to call you my mom all the time. They used to get your ass whipped.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about that.
I forgot the principal name, but she used to whip my ass, dog. I swear to God, she used to call my mom, but she just whipped my ass. I'm like, well, fuck this. And I'm about to straighten up, man.
No,
she used to hit with the ruler. Like she used to try to put on my pants and all, bro, and spank you. At Marshall, but now I was like running around, you know, playing dodgeball.
Okay.
Fell in love with basketball at the time. Monkey ball, you know, trying to flip. Yeah. Oh, flipping was big back then. Everybody wanted
flipping was huge.
Yeah, everybody want to do something. So I'd run up the wall.
Bro, them kids, bro.
Hey, my homie Tyrone used to do that shit. Tyrone Hardy used to run up the wall, bro, and kill it.
Look, like, you sound old, bro.
Yeah, and that was the thing, though. That was the thing.
You sound old right now.
Then you get home, you get on your Nintendo, but nigga, at school, and everybody wanted to flip.
Okay, so how was your grades at elementary school? You always had pretty decent grades?
Yeah, I had all A's in second grade. I never forget it. I had all A's in second grade. I did good.
Can you still restart?
I did good.
Because you can call out the Zach Green.
Yeah, I remember that shit. My Uncle Bubba took me to McDonald's and all, got me a Sunday and all.
And then that's when McDonald's was like, we used to use the one by the mall.
No, I was at right there, Calhoun County.
Okay.
Right there by Cloud 9. He took me there, dog. He took me there and got me a Sunday. This is it right here. Yeah, I'm gonna make A's all the time.
So we know you're doing that time. So now, are you playing City League football this time?
Never played City League at all. I think EJ did. EJ was nice in City League. He played, but I never played City League.
So you didn't start playing until 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. I was a water boy. I love this. Oh, I can tell you this. I love being a water boy. Coach Walker, Donald Kidd's uncle, Janae's uncle, Coach Walker. He was the head coach, and Coach Thompson. Two shots to Coach Thompson. I used to get out of come from Marshall,
mm-hmm.
come and get the water, make the water for these boys, and you know, be out there and practice with them. I'm watching them practice and stuff like that.
And what year was this?
My fourth grade, fifth grade year.
Was your brother there? Your brother gone?
Yeah, EJ was there.
So that means okay, that was still there. Okay.
Y'all was good, y'all man.
I was Clark A.
No, Clark B was like that.
I was Clark A.
Like Detroit bad boy, them boys like the Pistons.
Them boys, what? Yeah, them boys had all. I'm not gonna say something
like that. All the gangsters, number 18. Rick James, shoot himself in the game, and oh man, them boys had. But Clark A was good. Clark B was good.
Yeah.
Brookdale was good.
Brookdale B was good,
and I think Howard B was good. Yeah, I remember, man. Those was like some.
Those was a good
some
team.
Gridiron, like those y'all boys hitting to say y'all was that young. If you think about it, I'm a little dude, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm looking at the y'all, like, y'all was hitting, dog. Yeah.
And we had size back then, too.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was
big. Size.
I want to say y'all had Middleton.
Yeah,
Zoe.
Yeah. No.
No, on B-team.
B-team.
I would call it B-team. Yeah,
B-team
had
Zoe.
Yeah.
We had Edelman. We had a little brother. We had Zach on A-team. He was a fullback.
Yeah. I wish not was here. Not go down the line. He got elephant memory. That nigga don't
forget. No, but see, I remember because
everybody.
We were scrimmaging. I did not know you was a water boy on that team.
Yeah, I was a water boy. Fourth grade and fifth grade, I was a water boy. Because you couldn't play fifth grade.
You could not.
So sixth grade, when it was time to try out, I was sitting on the bleachers. Like in the lineup, like
y'all, I don't know about that. They gotta pick you out the stands.
Yeah, they had to pick out the stands. And before they start picking, Coach Thompson looked at me like, "What you doing up there?" Like, nigga, you was out water boy for 2 years.
Yeah.
So before they even start picking, he like pulled me down. Everybody looking at me like, "How he just go ahead?" Yeah. No, that's us. That's you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I was a water boy slash mascot over there. Like, nigga, nah, nigga, you on B team regardless. Like,
you right.
I'm not picking you. You already on the team. So, yeah, sixth grade. I started sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade. But we ran the ball, man.
Yeah.
We had good running backs. We had one passing play. It was a halfback pass. And in the game we ran it, I got suspended. So I worked hard the whole season for this one shining moment type shit. And I'm suspended. And they still ran the play. And my homeboy, John Millage. Shout out to John Millage. John caught the ball and he did a little shoulder. It was big, man. Back then, ain't nobody to pass like that, though. We ran the ball 98% of the time.
I believe that, because the only thing you doing, you was out there blocking.
Blocking. But it helped me later on.
It did.
It helped me later on. See, I was blocking my –
You like your school. But see, at Clark A, we actually did pass the ball a little bit. But
yeah,
see, that
time, and Howard did too.
Howard passed the ball a lot too. Howard, that shit. Shout out that one. BJ was a quarterback.
BJ slain that back.
BJ ended up being my quarterback on W. Shout out BJ. But rest in peace, Terrence Nils. We had him got dug on two sweet plays. Couldn't nobody stop.
Yeah, because Terrence had them sweet feet.
He don't got to stop him, but then we would throw it.
He was like he running fast. He was getting it. His feet were low. He was shuffle real low. I remember Terrence. Yeah, shout out to Terrence, man. Terrence is a good nigga too.
Yeah.
And he could hoop too.
Yeah, he could hoop too.
Yeah, out of school, we always played basketball class.
Yes.
Out of football season.
Yeah, right there.
Everybody used to stay out. Ball Terrence went far from the school, so
yeah,
he would walk home. Yeah, we'll walk home too.
Man, I'm telling you, hey man, that's a good time. Hey, y'all right now we're reminiscing.
Yeah,
okay, bit. So you get the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you to tell me, because when we know a W is a whole different thing. We don't get a W. So when you get the clock.
I actually used to take the bus from clock to OW to hang out with y'all boys.
He had a cheat code because it's the crazy.
I was not supposed to be around. I was around a lot of stuff.
I remember. I'm like, mm-hmm. I never remember. It's almost like I think sometimes even me and the homies be like, we forget the gap because mm-hmm. you always was there.
Yeah. I had to follow EJ around. That's a little E. I had to follow EJ around. So when y'all left Clark, y'all went to OW. I think Charlie Mitchell used to take the bus too from I think he mentioned to me one day at Clark.
Mm-hmm.
He like, man, this bus go to OW. So I found out that bus 22
mm-hmm.
got to pick up this kid from Clark first,
mm-hmm.
then they go to OW, then they go on the Kinley Road.
Yep.
So you know, they go get the kid from Clark, go to OW, then they take the kids home. So we found that out. When I found that out, my cousin Sidney used to come pick me up. I tell mm-hmm. her, Sidney, don't worry about it. Come and get me.
I'm good
because I know I'm going to OW. I'm gonna chill outside. Y'all boy, this is like jiving with everything. Like, I was like, y'all was all right, boy.
Okay, so I seen boys fight.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Cause that jiving get a little too real for some people.
Yeah, you got it. Nah,
I don't see you push some buttons too now.
Yeah. But you got to think about it. Young C was like one of the funniest dudes
yeah,
I know, man.
He was.
He had, you know what I'm saying? He was ugly, funny face, you know what I'm saying? That nigga would jive the shit out of you.
I know he's looking now.
That nigga would jive the shit out of you, bro.
So how would you say your clock, what was clock like? Because we were keeping 1,000. Y'all been a popular cat. What would you say that your clock experience was like? Because you play basketball too?
Yeah, I play basketball.
So how was that?
I was sixth grade. I won most improved. I was we won championship. I was second screen point guard.
Wait a minute. So this is crazy now. This is my third interview now. So you, Rob, Donald, Kills, all y'all was on the same team?
No, Donald was on eighteen.
So Claude B got a basketball championship too?
Yeah, Claude B. Whoa. I definitely got one. I want to say we didn't win my sixth grade year. I know we won my eighth grade year for sure.
Okay.
But I think we went to championship. I don't remember for sure, but it was me, Sean Foster's on that team, Weeby, Collins.
Shout out Weeby. Shout out Weeby.
Mike Jamison, Zach was on that team.
Okay.
Ahmad.
Which Ahmad?
Big Ahmad, man.
Oh, my Durkin.
Yeah. Devin Frederick was on that team.
Okay.
Man, we were stacked. I want to say that's my sixth grade, seventh grade. We were stacked though.
That's a decent team. That's
mm-hmm.
a decent
we had team. Coach Clinton and we had Coach Simpson. Mitch Daddy. You know, we was there a lot.
Okay. So you going there, so but still how would you describe
Clark?
Your clock experience? Like would you ran through, you just enjoyed yourself?
I can't explain it. I was just me, like, you know.
Nah, he be a modest y'all.
I don't know, man.
He be a modest.
We used to have like little
we see these comments, so y'all go ahead.
Valentine, yeah, tell them what comment. Let me know. Let me that little all right. Well, I'll say this. At Clark, I started writing.
Okay.
I started writing poetry. Like I wanted that. Yeah, I always had something for words. I really started writing.
Okay.
At Clark. Other than that, I would just, you know.
Did you just big dog?
Yeah, it is being cool. ISS and school suspension and stuff like that, back and forth.
Oh yeah, we all did that.
Man.
Okay, so you went through. So now, let me tell you how you got to be humble. So now, while you playing football, I guess if you know no better, you know no better.
Yeah.
Was your spirit not broken? Because see, I'm a big guy, so I'm always in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Was your spirit not broken by being a wide receiver? Like, bro, I don't get no thing. Oh, you were just so far. You were just so team oriented that it really didn't matter that you was blocking. Like you just like thinking, my long as we winning.
Yeah, we was winning. I don't know, man. I've always been a leader.
Okay.
So, you know, like, even though I wasn't getting the rock, I led the team.
Okay.
You feel me? Like,
I can see that.
Yeah, you feel me?
I can see that.
It was Clark, but I always knew I was going to get the rock.
Okay.
You feel me? I was just, it was just, my time was coming.
Your time.
Yeah.
So now what happens, you, okay, So I don't, now you remind me how to go. So now freshman, you go, but you about this time, you know you coming to the dub.
Yeah.
You know, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody know when you. I don't care who you is. You know, everybody dub. When you come there, it's one thing you going up there at the school. But when you come there that freshman year, but see, you had a cheat code because you should have been coming the whole summer.
I was coming already. The whole summer. Yeah. But Coach Barron,
football,
Coach Barron, basketball.
You been basketball?
Yeah. Coach Barron give you a letter. So all the best eighth graders get a letter, and you got to play for you got to play summer camp with at the Dub. So you and we run the same play. So the same play we run at Clark.
I remember that.
We was running and we run 13 motion.
So how 2-2-1. How can you do that when you play football too?
I did both.
But I'm saying, both. But the conference
from 6th grade to 12th grade, I played basketball and football.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, that's where full court come from. Full court pressure washing. From my basketball side.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I thought about it. Because I'm like, because you know what it is. You play basketball, but
like
I'll be like, I think, but you shine in football.
Yeah, football turned up.
Yeah.
Football turned up. I think my 10th grade year, we ran a spread. This one, y'all, Coach Felder was there. And Coach Felder ran like a wing T or something.
Ain't no wing T or something. Coach Felder ran a straight wing T.
We don't know. Wayne T was a three. It was three running backs in the backfield.
Correct.
I think
sometimes they'll put them at the wing.
Yeah, but basically they just run the ball. So it was crazy. I didn't even want to play varsity.
But you know what though? To be a wing T, I watch what I say. Cause I feel a certain kind of way about something that happened. I think off the field maybe. Mm-hmm. But to be a wing T, we threw the ball a good bit.
Yeah,
they be throwing the ball out of a wing tee.
Yeah, y'all gave it to Kwame a couple times.
Not when I was playing.
Okay, when you was there, who was
not when I was there. Shout out to Mark Kim, shout out to Lord Kim. Me and Mark Kim had a good conversation about this.
Mark Kim did. He had a hell of a deep route.
You know what? And they didn't realize him how good he was till the season about over with.
Yeah.
They did the same thing that Mike Frazier did before. Shout out Mike Frazier. I saw that with my own eyes.
Mike Frazier was dope too. Hauser had soft
hands.
Hauser like a Chris Carter.
Yeah. Shout out Hauser.
Yeah.
But to be a wing T, they threw the Travis Ziegler. Travis Ziegler, you got to be T-Zig. I'm gonna give you a flower, T-Zig.
Yeah, T-Zig.
You got to be hands down. I'm trying to watch how I say this. One of the most wasted talents that the W wasted your talents that you could have been. They really
ain't
nowhere
to put them. I think I remember that too. They try to put them everywhere instead of
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
He was playing corner.
He was playing slot receiver.
Receiver.
Running back at time.
Cornerback at time. Then the man going to camps and showing out.
Yeah.
Shout out to UTZ. Okay, so did you have a good freshman year?
Hell yeah. I coached from Clark Kane to OW, and we were throwing the ball, Clark B team.
Okay.
We were throwing it. Yeah.
Who was your quarterback?
Yodi.
Shout out Yoda. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, Yodi was my quarterback. Yoda been my quarterback my whole life.
Okay.
So by the time me and Yodi got on, when it was our time, you know, we had to pay our dues, you know, we played B team, JV, but he been my quarterback since sixth grade. You know what
I'm saying? That's the B team. So how does it feel that now B team come?
I'm running slant.
Ain't no more blocking no more.
I'm running slant, stop routes. I got cut. I remember this. We had this coach. He was short, man. He was a little dude, bro. Pretty hair, little dude. He's always coming to practice. Like, I want to see no receivers with no gloves. You can't wear no gloves at practice. I'm like, what we can't wear gloves for? Mm-hmm. But we couldn't wear gloves because some dudes would have on baseball, little gloves, like little bike gloves, anything. I had cutters.
Uh-huh.
Remember the cutters?
I know cutters, yeah.
I had some cutters, and I don't know. He wasn't even our offensive coach. He's defense coach, but he was like, nobody can wear gloves until you catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So in the game, we ran a slant, and mm-hmm. I caught it. I mm-hmm. had no gloves on. I caught it, ran like 15 yards. Mm-hmm. And the next time in practice, I couldn't practice my gloves on. He didn't say nothing. So mm-hmm. Everybody, well, if you catch the ball, then you can wear your gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but B-team, bro, we was running everything. We were throwing that thing. It was slants. It was halfback pass. David Gladden, shout out to Black. David throw me the halfback pass all the time. Oh, we had Joe. Joe Hayward was good. He came up with me. You probably don't know these boys. Mm. It was after your time. Sterl.
Okay.
Sterl, and Ant and Fred used to go play JV too. So So we played B team and JV.
Yeah,
so.
That was for the team's rules.
Yeah,
we see, young boy got in just in time. Now you can't do that no more.
You can't play B team and JV. Do we have B team now? I just think it's straight JV.
No, it's not just JV varsity.
Yeah, but
because there ain't no gears.
Yeah, we used to practice B team on the baseball field and go down and have to practice with JV and varsity the whole time. So
back then, they don't understand that is school.
Yeah,
they don't understand. They don't understand about the baseball field.
We had 2 days. It's basically 2 days. Yeah. You had Joe practice, then you had to go be the you know, like the little
crash dummy.
Yeah, little crash dummy.
Scott team
for, you know what I'm saying? Get him for the look. I hate that shit too.
Scott team, I never forget it. Shout out. It was me, Warren, and some other guys. They did it to us. Me and Warren went down there and dominated against JV.
Yeah.
Dominant. Because Warren was deep as a valley thing. And they wanted me to come off. To this day, I wish I kind of regret it. They wanted me to leave BT and they want you on JV now.
Yeah.
I said no, because if I get up here, y'all boys ain't gonna. I ain't gonna get no burn.
Yeah, yeah.
I said I'm sticking with B team.
I didn't want to play JV because I know they're running the ball.
Also, B team.
I mean, not B team. I meant JV. I didn't want to play JV because I know they're running the ball.
So B team, they said throwing the ball, and JV was running.
We throwing the ball,
and JV just running it.
JV doing what varsity doing?
That wing T.
Yeah, doing the wing T.
So y'all didn't have to run the wing T?
No, we ain't run no wing T. We were running. I think we were doing slats, curls. We were doing halfback passes and all.
I surprised Pelly didn't try to fight him.
No, man. We weren't doing all that. And then after that, Coach Felder left, we went straight spread. Best thing ever happened to us.
I got a question.
What's up?
So, Felder left you what year? Your sophomore going to your junior?
Sophomore year, we're going to our junior year.
Okay, so sophomore
year. Get out of there.
Sophomore, you on JV.
I love Coach Felder. I love his daughters, too.
Man.
Shout out to Tiffany. That's my girl.
All on the best. Shout out Tiffany. That's
and
my
Tiffany and Whitney, right?
Yeah. Whitney is my classmate. Whitney is my classmate.
Yeah, yeah.
He was my classmate. So, I remember when they made the paper. They did like a swap.
Who?
How did that work? Cause when Felder got fired.
Cause Felder went. I want to say he went to college or something.
Okay, he went somewhere.
He went somewhere, Manning or somewhere.
Okay, that's what it was, Manning. Y'all got Reggie Kennedy.
Yeah, we got Coach Kennedy. Coach Kennedy came from Fairfield.
Yep, Fairfield Central. So yeah. So how was your sophomore season? Just blocking.
I ball. No. JV, I ball. I had like 50 catches. 50 catches. Lee, Coach Lee, he used to play for the 49ers.
I know Lee.
He coached at CC, right?
Yeah.
Cause Lili was our coach.
Shout out Coach Lili.
And he was fresh out of the league. He wasn't with that. Like he saw the evolution of football. It wasn't about
Coach Lili changed it because Coach Lili.
Yeah, Coach Lili changed the whole JV.
We was his first. My group,
mm-hmm.
That Lion Group, a recipe coach, Sistrom. Our group was his first.
I love Sistrom too.
It's his first high school coaching group.
Yeah.
That 05 group.
Mm-hmm.
So Lili came with us.
Yeah.
And he, I said I knew Coach Lili would be a coach, and he understood it. So sophomore year, you go off. So you already know you got a feeling like, this about to be something.
Yeah.
Like, are you starting to feel like?
I still was in the streets too, though. Like, let me stop you right there. I still was partying. Like, I used to party with y'all. Like,
you did.
Like class, it was 04 graduation.
I don't know how you get in these places.
EJID. I used to follow your boy with, cause my mom used to have to work at night. So I.
And you can tell it now.
I'm telling now. I used to go with y'all. It was 04. 04 graduation. I'm like in seventh grade, bro. I'm at Club 601. Static. I'm in there, bro. I'm in there. I'm not just in there standing up.
The dub. Used to be chilling on state camp. I wouldn't even go to state then.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were going on state.
Yeah.
Just chilling. I would just say that.
I was just chilling. Yeah, but I was partying, man. I was partying.
Hey, EJ, we gotta never talk. Hold on now. I'm just realizing, bro. This is the crazy part, huh? EJ said start lying. EJ, you had him in them clubs. EJ, that your fault, bro. You gotta. He's talking about start lying on me.
My bad.
EJ,
delete that.
It's so crazy now that you're saying this.
Yeah.
You was like I said, it'd be loud because anybody from that 05 class. Lil E was all. Don't think people realize it's a 3-year gap.
Yeah, and then when I got, matter of fact, you remember Mr. Robinson with the Gators? Mr. Robinson. Yes. He I was in the comments there.
Yes. Yes.
My first day of school, he said, "Boy, you ready to get out of here?" I said, "But this is my first day of high school." He's always seen me after school with y'all. So he thinking I'm with y'all. I'm not with y'all at all. This is my first day of high school. I show him my badge. My badge say fresh.
And he couldn't believe
it. He was like, "Man, like, yeah, this is my first year. Like, I'm getting off the bus, chilling with y'all. Vote Weez be banging on the, got that track can, Deion Irish."
Shout out Deion, because Deion actually, shout out Deion, did Deion actually on here? Yep, boy, you, Lil E, I'm tripping right now,
because
this is hitting me. You weren't even supposed to be there.
I wasn't never supposed to be nowhere.
Because I remember now when you was a freshman, now we was, that was our senior.
I should have been in the bed.
When you were, yeah.
Put me in the bed getting ready for school, man.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
You been it's woo.
Yeah.
Everybody remember Closed Status is going to be up in there sweating, living.
Yeah.
That's sweat. Like that's good days there.
Wow, you come out drenched. Yeah. And what song was it? Oh, man, I forgot the name. Oh, man. That's when you was getting the corner, man. Get you a girl going that corner. Get you hey, get your little shot going.
Hey,
that's
it. Right now, some young lady about to go to jail because she watching him right now and say, "I ain't in a boys in the seventh
grade." Yeah, seventh grade, bro. Seventh grade.
Mm-hmm. But it don't matter. Okay, so let's get back to football.
Yeah.
I got easy in trouble. Talking about, just please don't tell the whole. He said, don't tell the whole old folk graduation party story.
Oh, no.
Part two. You can't tell the story. Okay, so sophomore year coming in.
I'm balling.
You balling.
So, I'm balling. Me, Mark Dirty. Shout out to Mark Dirty.
Who's that?
Malcolm, my best friend, light skin. Mark Dirty. It was me, Malcolm, Dion, and Dwayne on JV.
Okay.
We running a full wing. We went a spread. Lily guys running a spread.
Okay.
So I'm getting at least seven catches a game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling my rhythm.
And Yoda's quarterback.
Yoda's our JV quarterback, but you know me, his chemistry like this.
Y'all going?
Our time is like Jed Rice and Steve.
How was the front? How was the line?
Front line, I don't remember. And one Mississippi, two Mississippi, give me the ball.
Like, oh, so who's on that line? You just know you better get up and fast because he ain't got much time.
Yeah, all I know is I'm running. We weren't trying. The line was good. I don't remember who was on the line.
Okay. I got you.
But yeah, we was throwing that thing, man. And then that was Coach Felder year two. But when he left, Coach Kenny came and he had a spread set in place. That's why Lily stayed. Because Lily was like running spread with us. And Lily stayed with Coach Kennedy.
I didn't know that.
And he had a four-way. And I never get this. We was in the weight. I didn't used to go to the weight room or nothing. I used to mm-hmm. short the play. Like after football break, like, you know, weight room, you supposed to go to weight room, then practice or practice a weight room after practice. I wouldn't do none of that. I get in my car, go home. I ain't going to tell that story neither. But, so, like, and everybody would stay, work out, you know, getting ready for varsity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I'm going to start next year. Like, I just knew I'm going to start next year. It's going to be me. I'm the best player. I'm the best receiver on JV.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be the best receiver on varsity next year. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Whoever there.
Mm-hmm.
They got to migrate me in there somewhere, mm-hmm. but I'm going to start. So, I mean, Kwame get ready to go to
Charleston.
2K. Kwame going to Charleston. Mm-hmm. Kwame got on me one day after practice. After school, like, man, you don't want it. When them boys in the gym lifting weights right now, what you doing? I'm getting ready for basketball season, Kwame.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? But like,
because he played basketball too.
Yeah, he played basketball too, but he wanted me to really focus. He wanted me, he saw something in me. He wanted me to focus on football. But. Mm-hmm. At that time, and I ain't.
You ain't thinking.
I'm thinking about football. I'm in love with the game, but I'm also in love with
the extracurricular activities.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was out chasing girls. You know what I'm saying? Go smoke Black and Miles, smoke some girls, you know what I'm saying? Do other stuff. I'm thinking about going on state with y'all boys. You know what I'm saying? I done follow y'all boys to the door. Now I'm about to follow y'all. Where y'all at? Y'all state?
So on state.
Yeah, or something like that. But honestly, bro, like, At that time, I just knew I'm gonna start next year. I wasn't too much prep. I was better than everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So did the work ever kick in? Like,
okay. When Coach Kennedy got there, I tightened up. My junior year, I tightened up. But I feel like it was probably, I was a little behind with grades.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do a little more academic wise, but mentally football, I was ready. I was ready. I just had that swag. I had that confidence. Like,
so when did he when exactly did he come in, like right before school ended?
Sophomore year, right after football season, he came.
They got him spring training. He already there as a coach.
We already. He came in the gym. He talked to us. He came in the gym and like, look, we spreading this thing. I'm gonna give y'all some new jerseys and all. Like, we gonna spread this thing out. We ain't doing all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dog. He called, I'm a dog. You get a dog. I'm a dog. You gonna dog fight. You gonna be a dog. No, no. You know what I'm saying? So I need some dogs. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, man, I'm spreading this thing out. So when he said spread, I like, yeah, that's I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I know.
This is real. This is me. You know what I'm saying? So we training and I'm in the gym lifting. But I already know I run the best routes. Mm-hmm. I'm probably the best route runner in South Carolina at the time.
Mm-hmm.
To me, mm-hmm. like I know I can run this 10 route and you're going to think I'm running the fade. As soon as you turn your hips, I'm stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And Yoda better have that ball coming over my back shoulder. He already know.
Mm-hmm.
So at this time, just confidence level is like, it's getting.
Mm-hmm.
And they started from Lily. One for Lily running that spread in JV.
You wouldn't have been ready for the spread.
Giving me that. Yeah. I was already ready. Yeah. So then when 11th grade came out, first day I started. First day of spring practice, I started. And I didn't leave that spot.
Okay, so you go off now. See, let me give you guys a behind the scene glimpse. You know, we about to go in this. Yeah, this great season.
Yeah.
Shout out, homecoming came down. EJ came down. I'm gonna go get a shirt from EJ. Shout out, Love and Family.
Yeah, LFL.
LFL.
Yeah. Love, family, loyalty. Yeah.
And I found out some news that I did not know about.
What's that?
Football. I'm talking about this football-wise because okay. I remember – because, see, it made me surprised. I remember seeing – because we always call Yoda, Yoda. Mm. I remember seeing you and Yoda on the front page. And it's like, I don't know if something – just disappear.
Yeah.
Not disappear, but like just – like what happened? Because I knew – you know, I just knew that – because I've been a few games – and I tell people as former athletes, think we be honest, but be like, okay, well, I be like, boy, that boy got it. I like Lil E got it. Lil E got the next. I said Lil E next level.
Yeah.
Yoda next level.
The level.
Marley next level.
Sterling.
Lucas was next level.
Fresh.
Because he got
Jody. Jody Uggs was good.
Jody.
Man, that was that.
Because Sterling got big. Because Sterling went over that size, and all of a sudden he just like. I don't know where he's
stuck. We call him Stucky.
When them summers he hit that room hard, he just.
Yeah. And see, Sterling was starting varsity basketball, Coach Bannon, in like 10th grade. Yeah, Sterling was a dog. Yeah, Sterling.
Okay.
Yeah. So nobody was surprised. Like, it was Sterling. Me, Sterling was all region. Me, Sterling. I want to say Fresh was all region too.
Come on. And football or basketball?
Football.
Or football, okay.
Football. Yeah, we was all region going, I think our junior years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So. Junior year happens.
Yeah, junior year happens. It's me, Dale, Andre Major, and
shout out my dog Dale.
Johnson Saxon.
Shout out dog Dale.
That's the start. And the Ballo Boys was had their own little package where they come in. Okay. But I never got the game.
I don't know who the Ballo Boy.
Ballo Boy. I think they came from like CC. It was like two twins. It was twins, a little fast.
Last three game boys.
Yeah,
it was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go to at this point, because you know them junior years is important. Are you starting to get letters or as Coach Kennedy start pushing aside and say, listen here, boy, you gotta do this because this happening. You gotta do this because I see these people are starting to come. Like what's going on with that?
They was coming, they were looking at Fresh, they were looking at Sterling. State.
Okay.
State was right there, that's right in the backyard.
Yeah.
If I go out my mama's house, if I go on my mama's porch, I can hear the band practice.
Right there.
I can hear the band practice my whole life. So it was State, Shaw, Shaw University. It was a couple of black colleges.
Okay.
I want to say like Marshall.
Okay.
Marshall was probably the biggest
one.
My 11th grade year. But I had a good year that year. I had the most catches on the team. Dale was fast.
Yeah.
Weenie used to go. So Weenie had the most yards and touchdowns. And Andre Major. Andre was a dog too.
Shout out Andre, man. I ain't heard the name in a while.
Andre was real good, man. Like Andre used to
God, you like short. Andre like little slot receiver.
Yeah, Andre was real good. Andre used to keep my head focused too. He used to keep me
because he bought them grades.
Mm-hmm. Andre used to keep me focused too. Like he say little things to me, I'd be like, I got you.
Yeah, try to keep it focused.
Okay. Yeah.
So we going in. So do you do the? I call it the. Do you do the camp run your junior year?
Yeah, we do the combine.
Yep.
Yeah, we do the combine. We went to Clemson. Damn, I wish Marley was here. I can't remember. We went to Clemson. We had a good camp at Clemson, and that's when all like the big schools started calling, asking about Sterling and asking about who else on the team.
Uh-huh.
So coach kind of I'm offensive captain. Sterling's the defensive captain. Everybody like that. So my name getting bounced around.
Okay.
I'm all region from last year. So
yeah.
I'm already all region, pre all region, whatever you call it, for this year. But 11th grade, man, kind of just set the tone for my senior year. And on the way to right before our senior year campaign started, we went to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to Tennessee, went to the Volunteers, I scored 32 touchdowns in 2 days. I scored 32 touchdowns in 2 days, and I verbally committed to Tennessee, me and Ant. They were like, man, and we verbally commit right there. They gave us some cliques. You know, it wasn't the same orange as OW. It's like that lighter orange.
Yeah.
So we verbally committed to Tennessee that bus trip. We came back with cliques, Adidas book bag and all that. Everybody like, oh, y'all going to Tennessee? Like, man, nah, we ain't going to Tennessee, but shit, we got some free cliques. You know what I'm saying? Anybody gonna go to Tennessee. I wanted to go to Virginia Tech.
Okay.
So I wanted to go to Tech. I was teched out. That's all I wanted to do. Coming into my senior year,
mm-hmm.
I was focusing on that. See, I was still behind on grades. So I had to get my grades up.
Okay.
I wasn't going to school. I was not going to school. I think I missed 92 days my senior year. It's like 100. They added up. Like, I didn't miss, like, you know, like, miss classes. But if you add up all the classes and stuff,
yeah.
It came out like 90 days. And you only got 132.
Bruh.
So, yeah, it was crazy.
So
I was a man, so it's like, if I think about it, like my head is like big. I can't do no wrong. You know, you the captain of a football team. You play basketball. You get away with murder type deal. You know, everybody patting you on the back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You really ain't like if I am where I'm at now. Mindset wise, you know, I would have been in the league.
Hands down,
it's all good, though.
And guys who watching this, anybody who play ball. Oh, who was around the program at that time? I believe it.
Yeah, of course.
You had the talent wasn't questionable. It's just that I think sometimes you can't make nobody want. Okay, so even okay.
Yeah.
So what happens? So senior year comes. What happens?
Senior year come. We start off hot. We play Edisto. I beat Edisto by myself. Man. I got 120. I got like six touches.
Uh-huh.
120, two touchdowns. I got a touchdown in the fourth overtime. I had a touchdown the go ahead in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I hurt my back. Like when I scored the second touchdown, I hurt my back.
Okay.
So we threw the ball to Eric King. Eric King won too much version. We won the game. So we started off hot. Me and Yody. Yody got into some trouble. And he got kicked off the team. So
second game.
First game.
Anything else?
He made it to the second game.
Yoda, and I told this Yoda to his face that same night. I remember now, I guess sometimes we so far apart. Like, by that time, I think my daughter, what year is that? That's like 07, 08. So my daughter is already here, so I'm focused on life. I did not find out that Yoda got kicked off the team until this past homecoming.
Yeah.
And I told him
that's
to his face.
Dog. That's my
dog. Yeah. And he's been what happened. And he's playing the story what happened. Yeah, going to that. But I'm like, it wasn't making no sense. I'm like, them boys was on. That junior was, y'all was.
Yeah, it was just us. Yeah, it was us. It was me and Yoda. It was me and Yoda offense. And think about it, he's been my quarterback for so long. So it was like our timing. Like, he know when I'm at the top of this route.
It was good.
He was already, the ball already gone. So by the time I turn around, it's like, oh, shit.
Right there.
The ball right there, I got him. Sometimes he used to throw it too fast. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what I'm saying? It's about to take off my shoulder. Cause I'm busy. Sometimes I wait a little minute. Mm-hmm. If I'm running, I wait till the DB move his hips. If I see your hips move,
yeah,
then I got you. Mm-hmm. I can do anything to you now. I can go anywhere I want. Mm-hmm. But see, we had that time, and the time was perfect. And that happens, and we gotta get past that. But his backup is only 5'6", 5'7".
That's a big difference.
Yeah, so he can't even see over the line now.
Cause Yoda probably a good 6'10".
Yoda probably 5'11", 6'. Yeah, time, but Yoda already is in command of the offense. He the quarterback.
Yeah,
and Yoda ain't scared to run.
Let me tell you about Yoda. Yoda had a swag since Yoda been a little boy.
He was like our baby little. That year was gonna be his year, dude. He was gonna get his.
He would have got his.
You know what I'm saying? And then he wasn't scared to run either.
No,
he's in that pocket. In that pocket now. We got little Josh. Josh got a good ball. Shout out to Josh. I love Josh and Charles. Josh got a good ball. He's a gamer, but he can't see. So now it's slowing me down. You know what I'm saying? Now we can't run. I can run every route, but we can't run nothing deep. So I'm doing stop routes, fives, whole game. You know what I'm saying? Then we get there. If you look, now they're looking at film, they say, oh, just stop two. It's easy now. Mm-hmm. The people that we playing get, oh, just stop too. So now they jamming me at the line. They putting safety directly behind the DB. I never seen a shot that day in my life. We went to Somerville, man. We played AJ. AJ, my dog, too. And first thing he said to me, I lined up. He said, not today, too. He behind the DB. DB jamming me. He behind the DB. Talking about, too. Not today. They did that the whole game. They put a DB on me to jam me and put AJ on and make everybody else. We had Yoda, so we ain't got no weather.
No.
Quarterback can't see.
And you can't, because if Yoda going to run.
Yeah, Yoda will take off. Because
he think I'm running, so it's going to make the linebacker stay honest.
Stay honest.
Yeah, exactly. Now you got to.
Wow.
Yeah.
And guys, and those football players, I'm going to let Yoda tell that story. But it's really, to be honest with you, I really think sometimes I guess coaches got to make a point.
But no, it wasn't that. It was the principal.
It was a principal.
Fuck. My mama watching this. Fuck. What's that boy named the principal? Mr. Bowtie. Miss Z was gone. We would have had Z. It would have been straight.
Yeah.
It would have been a couple. It would have been 2 or 3 days.
Maybe a 2 week.
And he would have crabbed up though.
He would have crabbed for a week.
Throw up, puke.
Yeah.
He would have did all that. He would have got all that out. But it wouldn't have been.
You want to kill the team.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The
principal, he was his first rodeo.
He want to prove a point. I'm going to be hard on the football player. I'll be hard on the athlete.
Yeah, and it kind of messed us up. The whole season, to be honest. We got through those first couple games because we weren't playing no talent.
Shout out Jamie. Shout out Marcus Livingston. Shout out everybody. If y'all ain't here watching,
yeah.
Y'all here watching Egg Ford Senior interview. Hit that like and that share button right now. Hit the like and that share button and make sure you comment.
Marcus is doing too.
Marcus McCloud. That must have been the principal name.
McCoy. Yeah, he was trash. He was trash. He hurt. He didn't even know. He hurt my career that year. And he hurt, of course, Yoda, because Yoda gonna get a scholarship somewhere, but you know.
So he didn't care. And shout out to Yoda, we're talking about little brother. See, I know Yoda for being shout out to Jay Green. Hope you get through whatever you're getting through.
Yeah.
See, we used to call you really good.
Free G.
Yeah.
Free
his thing was just free Marley. Shout out Marley. Cause hey, guess what, guys? Hey, that night EJ was there. Marley got a nice cousin out. Little E got one. Yoda got one. Cause we did, cause Marley told we did not, I did not know the football stories. EJ know him because he was right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, that explains why. Well, y'all talent, Marley got there and then missed it when he got there. Yeah. But y'all talent was, because let me tell you, this would tee me off sometimes. You speak to this too, because you watch college football life. When you look on TV and see these they hard working, they work hard to get there. We be like, Long E better than him.
Oh, yeah.
How he get there?
It got crazy, man, because like I said, I wasn't mature enough yet at the time to understand the opportunity I had. Like, I knew it, but I always thought I'd get another chance.
That's honest.
Every time I get something, I always get bailed out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Being, 17, 16, you're not really, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm You know what I'm saying? Figure
it out. So why didn't you do and I'm telling you this because I ain't know, I got my own issues. Yeah. Why didn't you do JUCO?
I went to the Delta, Mississippi Valley.
Yeah,
I went to the Valley and down in the Delta and played for 2 years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I got robbed at the bus station. I got stories, man. We got time. How much time we got?
We got time.
I got robbed going to Mississippi to play college ball.
Hold on, tell me. Okay,
I got robbed in Atlanta, Georgia, downtown by Magic City. I got robbed.
They kissed the bus.
I was riding the bus. All right. And break it down. This is crazy. I was about to go to Marines.
You can't make this up. Okay.
I'm going to Marines. Like, after football season, I still had a good year. I didn't have the year I wanted, but I still had like 600 yards, seven touchdowns, about the same amount of catches I had my junior year.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a good year. I just didn't.
It wasn't the year that my numbers. Yeah.
So I now ACTs come around. I need to make a 21 to go to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still thinking about going to Tennessee, but I got to make a 21.
So Tennessee still got the offer on the table.
Yeah, State did too, but I messed up. State wanted me bad. I didn't want to go to State. I'm from the bird. I wanted to get out the bird. The bird wanted me.
Okay.
State wanted me.
Okay, hold on.
That's another story. State wanted me. State wanted me bad, boy.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So
I could have still walked from State when I came back from Mississippi.
So University of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Volunteers.
I didn't make a 21.
So they told you
16.
So they told you if you made a 21, they won't get your.
I'm good.
You
I can go. My grades wasn't up to par, so I had to make a 21 to get clear. I made a 16 twice. The first time I studied, Second time, you know, you go do the tutorial, the classes and stuff. Made the same thing, 16. So it's like, okay, this is my number.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't do that. So I like, bum, but I'm going to go Marine. Mm-hmm. It's Marine dudes in the cafeteria one day at school. I took the pretest or whatever, and he was telling, he done soaked me up. I'm 17, 18. I'm like, get ready to go fight. You shoot some gun and roll in some dirty shit, my dumb ass. I'm like, man, fuck it. I'm going to go to the Army. And then I'm going to, you know, at least I still be in shape.
Yeah.
And I can just, you know what I'm saying, get right. I'm going to walk on Virginia Tech. This is in my hair.
Which has happened.
Yeah, so I never get it. So he came pick me up. We was talking about it. He came to my mama's house. My brother was outside.
Mm.
And Bud, I can hear Buddy get out the van. He's in a white van. He was like, is Eric here? He's in my oldest brother, Potler. I'm like, man, what you want with my brother, man? Mm-hmm. Brother? Yeah, you ain't going to the Army. So I come out, me and Buddy go to the mall. I put a sign paper that day. I didn't sign him. And the next day, I put to go sign. A coach from Mississippi called me and said, hey, man, you want to come down here and play ball for me? Hell yeah, I want to play ball. So it was like my chance. Like, it was like, no way. But I was going to sign the paper. I was going to Marines, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to sign the papers, and I was going to war. Because you know George Bush?
Yeah, yeah. That's wartime.
It was over that oil. The opium.
Yeah.
I feel like I ain't had no other option. Because they pulled on me. You know, they hearing things. I'm in the streets, I ain't doing what I'm supposed to do. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing everything from what I'm supposed to do.
And it's so close that they can hear it.
Oh, yeah, it's the bird.
Yeah, it's the
my
bird.
My name ringing, it's, period, it's the bird. For good and bad.
Yeah,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he good, but do you want to
deal
tackle
with,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what else come with him? Yeah, he can catch the ball. I didn't drop a ball,
but
bro. I never drop a pass. Jeez. I catch everything and I'm always open. Chad Johnson, if you had to compare me to any receiver, be Chad Johnson.
I can see that. Y'all built the same.
Yeah, built the same.
Y'all built the exact same.
Feet, get out the ball. Yeah. And just get open.
So this is my thing about State now. So State had I didn't know this. So that's been the old class. So they hear whatever they hear. Let me tell you something. Man, State, they full of crap because even when I had blue on, shot tear.
Yeah.
We had that issue with some of them boys.
Yeah, yeah. State.
On the campus.
Mm-hmm. State wanted me bad. I should have went to State when I came back, but my head wasn't on right.
So what happened in Mississippi? So you got robbed?
Let me tell you about the robbery. So I'm at the bus station. The guy called me. They sent me a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I was just looking for a chance now because I'm feeling bad. I'm depressed now.
Yeah.
Because Sterling going to North Carolina State, Fresh going to Coastal, Marley going to Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be going. I'm the best player on the team, so I'm supposed to be too. So I was excited. So now I got a little bit of focus. Now I got a little. I'm changing my mindset now. Mm-hmm. So this is my chance. This is my shot. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. So boom, I get on the bus, man. I cry. I'm crying. Leaving out of the bird. That's when the bus stops at Piggly Wiggly on Russell Street. So I'm crying, but I'm excited. So I get to Atlanta. I got like 5 bags. Mm-hmm. So I carry 3. And I see this lady in the corner on the wheelchair. So I asked the lady to hold, can you watch my bags while I get my other 2? I said, could you hold, watch these bags? Could you watch my bags for me while I go get them? Old white lady, big glasses.
Oh!
The wheelchair in the corner, chilling.
Yeah.
It's all a scheme, though. It's a setup.
Yeah.
So I went to go get my other 2. When I came back,
gone.
My bag gone, the lady out the wheelchair gone. I said, ain't this some bullshit? Man, I called my mama. I said, Mama, I got robbed at the day at Magic City. Basically, Magic City is right off the street.
You know, she probably thinking something else.
Yeah. And think about it. EJ gave me all his clothes. This one, Academic and Coogi.
He had all of it.
Yeah, and this Academic Coogi was popping. He gave me some Forces and all. Mm-hmm. Like, man, you know, that was his little gift for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get right, you know what I'm saying? Come back, you know what I'm saying? Woo, woo. And it's so easy clothes and my clothes. I understand, not clothes and my clothes. All I had was a suit. My Aunt April bought me a suit from JCPenney's for the homecoming. You know, homecoming, I walked homecoming.
Yes, yeah.
During that day, you walk, then halftime, you gotta go back out there.
We ain't get to go back out there.
Yeah, time. Yeah, but yeah, my Aunt April, shout out to my Aunt April. She bought me a suit from JCPenney, a brown suit. That's all I have was a brown suit, bro. And that brown suit is some sheets. They took all my clothes, bro.
So you get to Mississippi. You finally get there.
I get to Mississippi. I'm down. I'm downsized. I was probably during the season. I'm probably 175 at the most. Mm-hmm. I get Mississippi. I'm probably 158, 160. I didn't lie to the coach, tell him I'm big. So boom, what they did with me was I practiced and they sent me, I leave practice early, 30 minutes early, and I'm working out with the trainers. Mm-hmm. Every day they beefing me up, giving me creatine, milk and all. So I didn't tackle like 10 pounds easy. Okay. And then when they come out of practice, I still got to work out with them too.
Okay.
Like that. So it was really grind time, Mississippi. First game I balled. I wasn't starting. It was a dude in front of me named C. Redden. He ended up going to Louisiana Tech.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple guys in front of me that was real good, but like it was like that pit stop you had to make to get
to
to that level. Yeah, then they came out with the shit on Netflix like later on.
Was that the same school?
I was a school that fought at the end of the first season. I was my school, the Trojans. Yeah, man. It was crazy. It was crazy, bro. It was crazy, so crazy down there, bro. Like, Emmett Till, where they found Emmett Till body at?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Is right by my school, .3, like that gas station with Tetrico at, right there.
You can point it there.
That's where they found his body at. It's so, in the same city and all.
How was this? So you, because the burg is the burg.
Yeah.
So when you go to Mississippi,
it's a whole different culture change, but it's nothing. It's nothing for my. It's the Delta now. Now you go through Jackson with Deion and everybody. Jackson like Charlotte. Jackson is nice, big city.
Yeah.
It's one little highway to take you all the way down to the Delta where the cotton fields is at. They catfish farms down.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cotton fields when, you know, slavery. Mm-hmm. So it's, man, long road. You're going to start to see nothing. I'm like, damn, what a Walmart, what a gas station, nothing, nigga. Go keep going. Ain't nothing around. Like, if you wanted to go to Walmart or something, bro, it was like a field trip. Yeah.
So was it
out there in the boonies.
How was the school though? Was it good people at school?
No. Oh yeah. It was folks at the school, yeah. It was folks at the school, man. But yeah, it was all grind time. Like, you know, you weren't there for that.
Yeah.
You was there to handle business
But you know what's crazy? That's why that's why I love when I watch that show. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised because most guys, you know, when you play ball, you won't get certain attention.
Yeah.
Guys be like, listen here, boy, I ain't coming to meet no girlfriend.
Yeah.
Boy, I come to, of course. Thing might happen, but I ain't here for that. I'm here to.
Yeah.
My goal is to get up out of here.
Yeah, and you got to think about it. On the weekends, everybody go home. You ain't front of it. It's me and some of my partners from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's me from South Carolina, my homeboy from Alabama, and like 5 or 6 dudes from Florida. So it's us on the weekend at the school by ourselves. That thing is like a a desert. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nobody else but us. So we had to fend for ourselves Saturday, Sunday, food wise and everything else. Yeah, man, it was like that. It was like that.
So it wasn't no nightlife or none of that.
No nightlife, man. They had a fake soldier boy. They had a fake soldier boy down there. So we went to the club and it was like, this dude came. He got paid for this too. He had soldier boy glasses on. I'm like, bro, that ain't soldier boy. He's like, that ain't soldier boy. Tell him that's soldier boy. And they down there. We in the country, bro. Like, it's yeah.
Like, they don't know.
They know.
Oh, they know. They don't care.
Know. They don't care. And he performed all Soulja Boy songs like he's Soulja Boy. And that shit was cool to them. I said, let me get the fuck out of this guy. it was crazy, man. Mississippi is off the chain, bro. Shout out to Mississippi, though.
Shout out to Mississippi.
They were playing Lil Rue down there and all.
They were?
Yeah, when Obama won, we're going to get off Mississippi.
Yeah.
When Obama won the election, and Jesus came up, my president is black. KKK came on our campus and tied up dead pigs and had Obama face on. We didn't go to school for a month. KKK, bro. It was out there. Yeah, 2009. Whenever that, Obama
2008.
Won.
2008.
Yeah, whenever he won. Yeah, girls was fighting. KKK came in, yeah, shooting guns and hanging dead animals with F Obama on them and all. Yeah,
you know where the kid is? Because you know that's where the most black kids was at. Because the black kids, they're playing ball around the town.
And on basketball, too. So, yeah. And they would, I think their branch was close by, too. Emmett Till body was right there. Yeah, man. It was crazy.
Okay, so you experienced that. So, what happens? Bro, that's a lot to go through. So, yeah. did you ball out enough to where? Did you get in the scholarship offer from the JUCO?
Nah, I had to come home. It wasn't working.
It wasn't working. Okay.
Wasn't working. Like the coaches he was drunk. Yeah, he got fired. It was so much stuff coming on. So I just came home and now it's like, damn, what I'm gonna do next? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out. You know what I'm saying? You still 19, 20 years old, trying to find your way, but you're a baby still.
Yeah.
So
you said you could have walked on, you said the opportunity to walk on state, but you didn't take advantage of it.
I didn't go to state. I moved to the Met.
Okay.
I moved to the Met and started selling flowers. Selling flowers, man, and working it out. I was trying to figure it out.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so
oranges.
Yeah, oranges and flowers. We're gonna work it. Yeah. Okay, so you decided to come on.
Yeah. Now like I'm in this stage, bro. Like now I'm in this stage, like no cap. I ain't gonna cap. I'm in the stage like, oh man, what's next? You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing everybody like, damn. And I was like, it's like I'm in this gray area. I don't know what's going mm-hmm. on. I'm like, I'm just here. Like, I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I ain't know how to go about it. You know what I'm saying? But I think OC Tech was coming out with a team at a time.
They did. The Gladiators.
Like, yeah, the Gladiators. They reached out to me and stuff, but I didn't want to do it. I was so focused now. Like, I need to, you know what I'm saying? Plan B. I'm going to get some bread.
So at this time, it's just you. No kids yet. It's just you at this time, right?
Oh, we skipped a part. Yeah, but now we go ahead. Yeah, I'm in the Met.
Okay,
yeah,
so you in the Met, 1920?
Yeah.
1920, living best life. So at this time you're in the Met, are you still just figured out? I know you a farmer now.
Yeah.
You selling flowers and oranges and tomatoes and stuff.
Sweet pharmacist.
I'm gonna stay with the farmer part.
Yeah.
The farm. So you live in that life. Well, whatever you choose to say.
Yeah.
But you live in that life.
Yeah. It was something I had to do, man. It's
something you had to do. Yeah. You live in it. You come home. Obviously, you did something right because obviously you're here and not behind the wall.
Oh, yeah. God, man. God is amazing.
God.
God is amazing. God is amazing, brother.
So you're having a good time. You're living life at this point. So how do we go from like let me tell you something. Like Lil E, I'm gonna tell you that if you would have told me, just be honest, 10 years ago, hey bro, I think I'm gonna start a press washer business.
Yeah.
You know what I say? That's Lil E just talking.
Yeah.
All right, that little easy, that pressure washer business is the finesse. So I'm yeah, like, it's a play. It's a
SBA.
Yeah, it's a play to it.
fast forward a little bit with the business. I've been wanting to do it. I actually
since when?
Since 2014. I think wow. I wrote it down 2014. I actually started 2018. I started. Wow. So this is year four. But I also went on the road. I got a job. Like okay. I wasn't that flower stuff ain't work out too long. You know okay. what's coming.
Yeah.
So I actually end up going to Houston. So now I'm on the road. And I'm at these gas refineries. I'm at the Shell, the BPs, the Texacos.
Mm-hmm.
They making diesel. So my company I work, it was a cleaning company. It was industrial cleaning.
Okay.
So this is where the birth of full the pressurizing comes. So you hydroblast. So it's a big. It's like a
yeah.
Like it's
I,
like
I seen them.
If you like a fire department, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's that much pressure that holds. Like when you shooting that gun and all that PSI coming out of that, you can't shoot that like that. Like you can't hold a gun and try to control the water. You got to dance with the water. When the water come out, you groove with the water, move mm-hmm. with the water. So I did that. So I went from okay, well, but back.
How'd you find that job? Just newspaper? Or
how
you...
did I find that job, man? Oh man, I don't know. I think I was on like
Indeed or something like that.
Indeed, all that good stuff. Yeah, I found that, and it said they're gonna start you off at like $18 an hour.
And you get to travel.
And you get the per diem. I was getting like $60 a day for food, so I would take my checks and just send them back to my old lady. I would just eat off the per diem. I go buy scan some Kool-Aid and just get the money every day off the card, put in my pocket. But all my checks I was just sent to my old lady.
Oh, at this time, is there a little one yet?
No, Eric ain't here yet. But that would change me from everything, my daughter.
Right? Okay.
That's when I really settled down and started. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to tell you something, bro. I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah.
To be Lil E, that's pretty responsible of you to be working and sending the check back to your old lady. I knew you had to be kind of proud of yourself. That's pretty. Yeah, that's grown man. Now.
Yeah, I got it together, man. Just like I started lessons. Life is all about lessons and experience.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? You're experiencing
Correct.
All these things. You learning. If you
Avery said, my boy said, dancing with the water. Avery said, my boy said, dancing with the water.
Yeah, you got to dance with the water, man. You got to dance. Because if you try to control it, you can't fall.
It's too much power.
Yeah, you're going to fall and you might hurt yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what that water going to do to you. You better dance with that water, boy.
Shout out Avery.
Yeah, shout out Avery. That's the dude.
That's my dog. Hey,
yeah,
hey shout out Avery. Hey, him in Texas. Hey, those boys, him, all those hanging together.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that boy ride with you to ride with you.
Yeah.
But.
Every good people. That's family for life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I'm in Houston. So we stayed in Houston for a while. So basically at the gas refineries, we in these tanks, we clean out the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the next tank. They put diesel back in that tank. So we go to the next tank and we just clean the tanks. And you gotta go to your OSHA, you gotta get your TWIC card.
Yep.
You gotta know what to smell for. You know, if you smell a fingernail polish, you need to get from around. If you smell something, smell like collard greens, you need to get from around. You know what I'm saying? Because it could be some hazardous, something going on, something could blow up. So I did that. People don't know. I did that for a good minute. I went.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I went to Houston. That's when I found out about Memphis. I stayed in Memphis for like 6 months. Memphis is crazy. I love Memphis. Memphis is crazy. Every day I got off work, somebody was dead. Memphis like that.
So with this company.
Yeah, HydroChem. HydroChem is coming out of Ohio.
HydroChem. So with this company, you were choosing to live these places, or just be like this?
You on a team. They put you on a team.
Uh-huh.
About eight of y'all, and you know people get sent home, and new people come in. So you know you're just going from hotel to hotel, places to places, mm-hmm. working. This is around when that big oil spill happened in the Gulf Coast.
Yep.
So we was there cleaning that oil out the ocean too, and that's when I kind of like started. Writing down my pressure washing stuff, like, oh, I kind of figured out what cleans what. So it kind of came back full circle when I started my job. I kind of know what to use to clean stuff. Everybody just think, you know.
It makes so much sense now. I was trying to figure out where it came from.
Yeah.
Now, that makes sense.
Yeah, and like, everybody just think you can just grab pressure wash. I don't get me wrong, you can.
I learned the hard way, man.
You can mess somebody's stuff up, too.
Man.
Yeah, so I used to just practice on my mama, practice mm-hmm. on people I know, you know what I'm saying, at first. And then as I, you know, you be a student, you start becoming a student. So like, I'd be on late mm-hmm. night, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm on YouTube watching or I'm looking up stuff. My old lady thinking I'm on the phone trying, I'm on the phone doing stuff, looking for stuff. I'm always, look, it's pressure watch, it's pressure watch. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my shit together. Ain't nobody. It's pressure watch, man. But yeah, so so that's how it kind of like, I did that for like 3 years, bro. 2-3 years off and on. We went to Houston. We went to
What made you pick Memphis?
They picked it for me.
So they said it's gonna be a stationary
the job pick us to go. You feel me? Like they need help here. We can be moved 2 weeks. We can be gone. We can be there for a day, and then we have to go to another spot. You know what I'm saying? So we was in Galveston, Texas.
But you said 6 months though. I don't care what the Memphis. You said you.
Oh yeah, Memphis. Yeah, Memphis was longer. We stayed in Memphis. It was just a big job. Once the job is complete, you know, then they'll find other places to put us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you go home and you come back, but you don't never stay home that long. Oh. Yeah. So Boston, Massachusetts. Too. I was in Boston. That's when I found out. In Boston they got wild turkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah, turkeys walking down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't touch them turkeys. You touch them turkeys, you go to jail.
You go to jail, yeah. They treat the eagles.
But you've been not touching. And the turkeys, they stay in the road, in the street. You wonder why they in the yard, because if they go in the woods, the coyotes eat them.
They know it, too.
Yeah, so them turkeys smart. I ain't first time I seen some damn
they
turkeys,
know it.
Turkeys in the street. So
they know it.
But yeah, but that's how that started.
Though. Okay, so I would never known that. So now I mean, since 2014, you wrote it down. 2014.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2014, you wrote it down. You do want the job. I'm pretty sure you liking the job because mm-hmm. you move around, and it's a little easy moving around because you don't got a little one at the house yet.
Yeah.
So you just you and your people, mm-hmm. You're just living life. You get to see. I'm pretty sure you get the experience, and I'm pretty sure it's nice experiencing these different cities.
Yeah.
So then, what happens to where you say, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm starting today. Or did you still have it? Yeah. Did you still work that job and the fresh water thing?
No. I left. I had Eris. I had my daughter.
Okay.
And when Eris came, I couldn't be on the road. I had to be
home.
Had to be home. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my heart. That's everything. Like.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I came home, and I went to Greenville. I moved to Greenville, and I was working at Magna.
Okay.
They make the seats for BMW.
Yep.
So now I got another good job. So I'm getting like $22 an hour mm-hmm. now. And I ain't got to work on the line. Ain't like I'm standing up. I'm taking the parts from one place to another mm-hmm. for the line so they can assemble it and put them in the cars. So I'm at Magna working. And now it's getting close. It's getting close to that time. Like I'm saying, oh man, I'm about to start And then you know, you get comfortable. This is how God works. You get comfortable, and God, as soon as you get comfortable, God like to shake stuff up. And if you don't listen, and he'll listen, he'll talk to you. You know what I'm saying? He'll talk to you. If you don't listen, then he gonna push you out. So God kind of pushed me out of that job because he know like, oh, he comfortable. Like he getting paid good, he getting all this, and he know that he's supposed to start this pressure watch. Mm-hmm. But what's holding me back? I was in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I was in my own way, and I knew I wanted to do it, but at the same time, I was comfortable with this job. I had to change my mindset about it. So, goddamn, train myself on the Reese truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit something. When you hit something, you gotta go get tested with all that stuff. I did that, and I'm supposed to come back. I ain't never go back.
I bet you did go back.
I ain't never go back.
I bet you did.
So I went and bought me a pickup truck. I went and got me a pickup. I said, ain't never gone. I went and got me a truck. I got a Dodge truck. And I went and got a pressure washer, 40-40.
Mm-hmm.
Same one I got in the 40-40, bro. And it shoot 4 gallons a minute. 4,200 PSI.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it went from there to start making calls, trying to figure out what I'm going to name it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to name it. And I know I wanted it to be Ford or something.
Yeah.
And I saw this logo, the logo I used on the double F.
Mm-hmm.
I should have worn my shirt, but the double F, and I say Ford's football. I remember Coach Barron, everything coming back to sports, but, like, we had this we had this defense called 5,000. It was a full court, full court press. And we used to run this thing, bruh. We used to run the whole game.
And that's what OW run now.
Yeah, we still, yeah, they run it, but they run it a little different now. Okay. We had a different rotation with it, but it was called 5,000. It was a full court press. And no matter if we were losing, it don't matter if we were winning, we're going to put that press. Bitch on you. Yeah. So basically, whoever got the ball, he's going to force you whichever way and then cut you off. When he cut you off, this man coming, or if he cut you off this way, that man coming. It's a whole full court rotation. So I remember that press. That was my favorite defense. Shout out to Coach Barrett, too. That was my favorite defense. So I say forward, full court. Forward, court press watching. So I went and got an LLC. I went and got the paperwork and stuff on it. And then we just started from there. And it just started, man, just me. I had to learn. Learn how to be a businessman, wear the both hats. Like, I know I wanted to clean. I know I want to do so. I laugh now, man, because I see certain videos of me when I first started. Man, I'm all up on these people's house. I ain't messing nobody's house up, but I'm close. I'm too close to this house. Like, I'm on it, but, you know, just trial and error, learning. That learning, like, no, I can just shoot from back here. Let the chemical do its work. It's just like if you burn a pot of rice or chicken or whatever, you said that Dawn dish detergent is a good soap to use for anything. I don't care what it is. They use that to clean the ocean when I was working in Houston. They use Dawn dish detergent to get that oil out the thing. But it's just like that. Like you soak, you let that chemical, or you let the Dawn sit in that whatever's burnt, and you come out the pot scrub, it's coming right up. Same thing with a house. You sit it, you shoot it, let the chemical sit, let it dwell, then come back and rinse it. I wish I wouldn't even call it pressure washing, because I don't do no pressure. There's no pressure at all. Everything is soft. Everything is rinsed, except for when I'm doing concrete work. If I'm doing like a gas station, I'm doing concrete or something like that, that's when the pressure comes in. But other than that, it shouldn't be no pressure on nothing. Nothing you do.
Wow.
Yeah, right. But it's this year four right here, so it's like, man, it's a blessing, man. God's been so good to me, man. You feel me? I'm highly favored, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like he's just awesome. He's been awesome, man.
Man, I didn't hear that, man.
Yeah, we here now, though.
That's just so you do the things. So, at what point? Cause we all know we're gonna come to business, the ups and downs. Mm-hmm. At what year? Or if it's not has come yet, but I think it's come. At what year you was like, I can do this right here to support me and my family. This right here can support me and my family.
Yeah, year two. I was just I was doing some concrete work. And God just, he just said, this is it. Like, I didn't hear him. It was so clear. It was like, this is it. I couldn't do nothing but laugh. Like, I kind of just felt it. I was just working. I was working. And I was just doing the driveway. This is it. And I don't really focus on the nose. Like, I get nose all the time. You feel me? You got people, you got to understand, like, that's part of the game, bro. Like, if you don't focus on the negative, you only focus on the positive. You feel me? So I get nose all the time. All I care about is the years. You know what I'm saying? I care about, you know what I'm saying, focusing on what's going to make this thing right. You know what I'm saying? So we get nose all the time.
But my thing is, I know how not women. Are women? I don't got a woman right now, but I'm just saying, your lady. God had talked to you. God didn't talk to her. You know what she want to talk to her?
Oh, she's great.
She was, but this woman, like, nigga, okay, I hear your vision.
Yeah,
but
my only different though.
Okay,
she like that.
Okay, cause some
like, nah, she ain't like
little E needed there. Do what she what that peppermint look like. Then sometimes when they see it, or you had it. When women see it,
that's in it. That's human.
Yeah, because they can believe you. Now, like, okay,
see it.
Yeah,
they believe it, correct. You see it.
Oh, they not gonna believe in you. Be like, how long did he plan on doing this? Is this a hobby? But they want to be like, okay, Wow, we can really.
Now, the whole time she's been pushing me, like, she's like, you
go get it.
That's it. Yeah, this is it. You know what I'm saying? She's mine. Yeah.
They hear that. Every single.
The corner, she's like,
you know what I'm saying? Every single man that had come on here has had a successful business that is with a partner.
Yeah.
They say the same exact thing.
And she with it. It's like, it's a team effort.
It got to be.
It's a whole front line.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You know when you got no man? Stop complaining. But anyway.
Yeah, but she, push. You know, push. You believe. You gotta believe. You know what I'm saying? Push. You gotta believe. Yeah.
She, I used to come out, I would come back to sports. Teamwork makes the dream work. If people don't understand, that's really a team effort.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It really goes together. So it's 4 years in. And so right now, you're doing it all by yourself? Or you got any employees? Or it's just a one-man crew right now?
I'm a one-man band, but when I get big properties, I do call people in. Hey man, help me out for a couple hours.
Okay.
Show you some bread or this and third. And now it's just more it's more commercial now. Like I got a contract with Toyota. I got contracts with Sonics.
Mm-hmm.
I got a contract with Quick Pantry. So when these commercial jobs come in, it's really like peak season now for me. So these houses, I can kill y'all. If you pay attention, they tearing up, chopping down trees and putting up houses every day. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be rich forever. I already know. It's only going to get bigger and bigger rich every year.
Boy. Man, you could do one subdivision and not leave.
I get the whole neighborhood, man.
Because what happened, you could have said this
I did the whole Creekmore.
I believe it.
I can do the whole, I do the whole Creekmore, bro. It's like I got this 5-point radius. Like once I do a house, man, they come to you.
Yeah.
Like,
man, why are you doing the job?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what I do is I'm gonna give them some games. I do thank you letters. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know what I'm saying? I got your address. So I send you a thank you letter and I send you a magnet. It's gonna be my business card, but it's a magnet. So I'm going on your refrigerator. I might be holding up your kids' homework. I might be holding up whatever, but you might lose that business card. You're gonna lose this magnet. Every time you go get a sandwich,
the magnet right there.
You're gonna see Ford's full court present. Oh, that's my pressure washer, man. It's gonna be 3 years, 2 years. But I'm on the refrigerator forever till you move. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? Little stuff like that, little marketing stuff like
bro, that's what you call marketing, bro.
Yeah, I do keychains too. So when you crank your car,
you see it.
When you go to the gas station, oh, I'm in your hand all the time. Yeah, it's like that. We here, boy. We ain't playing with people. We ain't even next. I ain't gonna toot my home. I want to tell everything, but
don't tell everything.
Yeah, I thank God, man, for all the crazy stuff I've been through with jail and cheating death. I supposed to have been like, man, I've been in 4 major accidents. I broke my C3 and C4 bone. I went through a windshield. I done hit a tree. I got 9 lives, but I'm here for a reason. It's purpose behind me, bro. So like now, what it is now. I'm in transition. The month of April is about shedding, healing, and preparing for the next.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing. See, April is the original first month of the year.
Okay.
So if God tell you he's going to do something for you this year, don't look for it in January. It's not going to happen in January. That's what the Pope made. The Pope made that this calendar that we go by now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. The new year starts in April. Springtime is the beginning of year. So you should look for it now. And right now, everything is manifesting. Everything is turning up. And I'm not surprised because this is what I prayed for. This is what I asked for. And it's happening. And it's right here. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm just...
Man, like, a good preacher,
man. Yeah, I love it, man. I love it, man. I ain't want to... I don't care.
I receive that, man.
I love God, man. God real. Yeah, God like that. But everything is coming to fruition, bro. And it's only going to get bigger. You know what I'm saying? It's only going to get bigger, bro. And I'm going to be able to feed people, too. You feel me?
Bro, you are, bro. You feel right now. Now, let me tell you guys. Let me tell you why I love this teacher right here. See, I know this man. The highs, the lows.
Yeah.
The,
yeah, I think, bro.
And like, see now,
bro, I supposed to been gone.
Yeah,
I supposed to been gone a long time. Either dead or locked up. Like you know, every time I've been in a situation, I always got out that situation. It's not because you know what I'm saying. I told. It's not because. Mm-hmm. I was lucky. It was God's favor and grace on me.
God got a call on your last night.
No, yeah, it was something bigger. And now that I woke up to it and I see it and I embrace it and I'm coming to him, you know what I'm saying? I left all that other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Now it's me and him.
But you know what's crazy, bro?
It's me and God, bro.
Somebody's watching the interview right now.
Yeah.
You don't even know it. You just going
to
inspire
God.
You just inspired them to say, you know what? God to use you as a vessel to inspire them to go out. You know what?
I'll tell you that now, bro.
That flower business, that cupcake business, that whatever streets, business you did, whatever business you trying to do.
Scams, all that. Yeah.
Nah, I'm not gonna put down law. If you scam, you just scamming on your own, man. I'm not gonna put that in the
Stop scamming. Stop scamming.
Oh yeah, stop scamming. Yeah.
No scam.
Shout out Jigga Ross. Hit him up with all your paint needs.
Oh yeah, my boy Ross. I dropped bro some paint off. Shout out to his mama too. She got me right with my general liability, my workers comp. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this insurance real. Like they
right. And yeah. that's what you call utilizing your relationship.
I was doing a house in Rock Hill, mm-hmm. right? And I did a dude backyard. He had a bunch of paint, like an ass of paint, like this high, bro. I'm like, what are you doing with that paint? He was like,
you can take it with you. You can have it.
So I took it. Ross, that's what he do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing. Like, bro, I got some paint for you. He don't paint. I just drop paint off to him. Like, oh, it's the paint. You know what I'm saying? If you got some projects, you want to play with something. You know what I'm saying? He do the same thing. Like, he hit me up, like, bro. Somebody needs a pressure washer. Woo-woo, you know what I'm saying? We need a union for this stuff, man.
Bro, let me tell you something. I got a little
iron shop for iron though.
I got a little prep in Charleston. I don't know who's looking at this too. Don't nobody do like the bird. They said it because Steve Charles. She said, you know what? She said, I ain't gonna lie. Cause she said, man, sometimes I'll be having an on Burke socks.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, you know, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all really be. I said, it be hate. On certain situations, but that's anywhere. She said, "Y'all boy be really trying to support each other, keep that thing in the circle. Like, why I'm gonna go to somebody else when I know?"
I tell you about the bird now, just the one now. Cause see, when we was younger coming up, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, it was a little different. But now we the older,
yeah,
we have to set the
set the tone.
Yeah, we had to set the tone and change what's going on around here. And you know what I'm saying, by us leading by example, you know, you don't gotta be. That, bro, you can just start your own business, whatever. You can be customizing shoes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You can
shout out from the bird customizing shoes. I don't know, but I think he's from the Facebook. But he's the Mark Rob. Mark,
you start your own clothing line.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. My brother, LFL.
Shout out,
Blue you. Got ownership. My homeboy Kyrie. Kyrie got friend of me.
let me tell you about it.
Rick Stewart got.
Shout out Rick Stewart.
Rick Stewart. Them boys. I got about. Make you see my car. My car full of birds.
It's a bird.
It's great bird stuff.
I bought a track suit. About a track suit from EJ.
Yeah.
he said, bro, go put that thing on. That nigga look like a superhero. That nigga look like a superhero in that thing. I had to peel that thing off.
Yeah.
But, bro.
Yeah.
Man.
Slim, too. Bird Slim.
Yeah, this is a Bird shirt.
Yeah, it's Bird, too. Bro, dope with that camera, too.
And the push.
Weeby.
This thing turned into a bird infomercial. Yeah, hey, we everywhere.
Weeby dope, too. Yeah. Weeby had a mean jumper. He ain't want to play defense going on. He want Clark B, too.
Now I'm at the heels of my about this jumper.
Yeah, Weeby had a sweet jumper. He just ain't play no defense. That's why I'm going to take Weeby out of the game. Weeby ain't never play no defense. Weeby's the thug when he didn't get the ball.
That sound like
him. Yeah, I had to make sure he get the ball, though. I had to make sure he get his five shots in the game. Make sure he get his five games. He going to pull it. But, yeah.
But, hey, man, but before we get up out of here, before we get up out of here, I'm saying how much time we got, man. This thing is, oh man, ooh, hey, y'all boys showing love with this one. Hit that like and that share button. That boy showing love with this one. Ed Ford Senior, the definition of change, the definition of the bird. A guy who came from, man, Lil E done live. I'm gonna tell you, Lil E done been down there. Oh, what's that show? Van Wilder. Lil E done live a college life when he wasn't in college.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to his big bro. Yeah. He lived a college life in middle school, high school, mm-hmm. and to go from there to transition to be involved in street activity, to transition mm-hmm. out of that to become a father,
yeah.
a partner, and now has a successful pressure washer business where he's with that to doing commercial and residential.
Yeah.
And all from, and it, you know, it's crazy, you know, it come back to that man heard the voice of God and listened. Yeah. You know, God had to kind of like, gotta get that nudge.
Yeah, you gotta
still listen.
You gotta feed your spirit. Starve the flesh.
You gotta do that.
You gotta listen to it's both on me. So you gotta listen to one. You gotta figure out which one God and go with it.
You got to listen. Let me tell you something, guys. Hey, I'm gonna get the last verse. But before, if y'all wanna find out about Air 4, y'all wanna find out about focal pressure, guess what, guys? The links is right here above you.
Yeah.
All the links right there.
Yeah. I'm doing a YouTube channel. I'm starting my own YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing content. So I'm going to be walking around with a camera, man. What's a little tripod or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so you doing it just your life?
I'm asking you. What all I need to get?
Okay.
I just need a camera, and I'm just. It's gonna be me in the truck.
I got you.
I'll be in the truck. I'm gonna go do some commercial jobs, do some residential jobs. Give tips on chemicals, what to use, if somebody wanna start their own business. You know what I'm saying?
Then I do it because you're paying for it.
Yeah, they can just go on YouTube and.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna start that very soon. I think I already got a couple videos. I just ain't post them.
Wow.
I want to work on them. I got I did it with this. I tell you, my iPhone trash, bro.
Let me tell you something. I tell people, my biggest advice.
What?
Don't wait for it to be perfect.
Yeah. But I need to edit it too. How I'm gonna edit it?
I might interview him now.
So tell me, man, what made you start this podcasting thing you got going on?
Shout out my partner Meshaw. Everybody know I've been doing this thing about 5-6 years now. My partner Meshaw at Eminem Podcast.
Yeah.
We used to be at work, y'all. We used to be just chilling. And we talk about, we'll go from the Lakers dynasty to stock tips.
Yeah.
From stock tips to great books. I'm like, bro, we talk about all this stuff. We need to record this stuff.
Yeah.
The podcast. He's like, let's do it. And that's why I like him. Like, let's do it. Man, we spent all this money. And we did the podcast. Everybody remember them old Eminem podcast episodes in my man cave.
Gotcha. Yeah, I did. With the green bag.
Yeah. I read this 5 years ago. This shout out to Facebook reminders 5 years ago. But then my dog he had to move. My dog moved off. I said, you know, I still want to do this thing.
Yeah.
And I was doing my podcast, and I did one interview. Shout out D-Lot. I think my first solo interview was Rudy the Barber, in here, and that. Podcast did crazy numbers, but I end up that page is no longer in existence.
Yeah,
but I did it, and what happened was the demand for interviews got so strong.
Yeah,
it's interviews now. I just can't do. I just don't have.
Yeah, I see. I'm episode 83.
Yeah,
is that counting this year?
Yeah, no, that's just counting. I've been doing this podcast now for 2 years.
Okay, that's the whole
trip. Yeah, like a year and a half. Two years.
Yeah.
Episode
83. Yeah, man, I'm proud of you too, man. Yeah,
because hey, we doing it. Hey, that's it, man. I tell people, like, people hit me up, like, hey, I'm gonna do it. Put it out. If it's trash, only thing super like, contact good. Contact on gonna do this thing. Well, hey, let's put it out there. Yeah. But it's not about me. It's about hook our pressure wash.
Yeah.
That when we get that pressure wash, every link, all the information. If you're watching this on Facebook, all the information is above. If you're watching this on YouTube. All the information is below in the description. If you're listening to this on a podcast, all the information will be found in the description above. Everything you need to know is hit the link. Hit that like, hit that share button, subscribe. Podcast, if you're listening to it, make sure you like so you can hear all the new episodes. We drop an episode, you see me on episode 83. Got it. Got another bird fell in here right now. Eric Ford Senior, great story. But guys, I found out some stories I didn't know.
We got part two. I left some out on purpose.
You want to see on purpose?
Yeah, on purpose. Cause we ain't talk about it's the most stuff in there.
Wait, you want to say we got time?
We want to do a part two. I'll come back, man. Let's come back. Let's do this.
We're gonna do a part two.
Yeah, let's do a part two.
Okay. This scared of part two.
It's all good, man.
But see, we can do part two because I could talk about this. My thing is, as we do this interview here, this is an interview. This is the interview me introducing Eric Ford Senior. So you come back again, and it's not an interview. It'll be conversation.
Yeah,
Eric Ford.
Got you.
CEO.
Yeah,
of Full Court Presser. It'd be more of a conversation piece than an interview.
Got you. Yeah, that'd be dope. Yeah, there. Run the numbers up, man. Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, I'm gonna let you tell the people the last words. We can sign up out of here, man.
Hey, man. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate the bird, man. Appreciate bro for having me. Man, just keep going first, bro. That's all I can say, man. If things work out, just keep God ahead of your life, man. God, family, hustle. That's it.
Yeah, y'all, this man, I'm being a trapper, a rapper, I got some more rhymes coming too, man. Yeah, I believe it. Man, you know, shout the world again. Well, you know, shout the world to now, boy. You're a Reverend Ford. Yeah, you're a Reverend Ford. Hey guys, you know what I'm saying, Deacon Ford. I give Deacon Ford. He spit that word.
Hey guys, you see watching, I like that show, but thank you guys for watching to the end. Hey guys, y'all ran the numbers up. I know the numbers about to be crazy. The comments about to be crazy. Y'all boys in a conversation. Boy, I'm gonna hear some new stories on camera. All right, guys, y'all guys be good. Like, share, Marvel Sports and Life. Hey guys, and for those who people who y'all want me to interview, inbox me, leave a comment. Me do as long as they got something going on and they positive and no messiness. All right, guys, episode 83, Marvel Sports and Life. Eric Ford, Full Core Pressure Wash. Hit them up. Links above. Hey, you ain't got to guess. You ain't got to ask me. You ain't got to inbox me. Yeah. What the number is, what the page is, it's right there. Right there. All that. All that. All that. Hit the button. All right, we're signing out.